Hi guys, this is MG Recadio and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. We're still celebrating our season 10, of course, with Blog Talk with MG Recadio with our new segment. This is Blog Talk Hollywood and this is recorded as live, you guys. And we do have special guests and he is one of the members of Hollywood Foreign Press, which is responsible for staging Golden Globe. And also a former chairman. He's my fellow Pangasinense and he's from Calasiao. And we are live right now from Hollywood. We got Ruben V. Nepales on the other line.
Hi, MJ. Thanks for having me in your Blog Talk Hollywood. And yeah, it's really nice to have that Pangasinense connection.
Yeah, I cannot believe it. I think you just find out. We had a little chat before this broadcast. It's amazing that how you could connect, you know, with our culture in the Philippines. And oh boy, every time I visit your town, it reminds me of you. You got lots of that rice cake or puto in Tagalog. And yeah, it's just amazing. And I learned a couple of Pangasinense language. And so yeah, how you been, yeah. Ruben?
Well, let me tell you that I'm actually envious that you're in Pangasinan because I would give anything to be in Pangasinan right now. Uh-huh. Especially after our talk about you, about to eat pangat and all that. You mentioned palya.
Oh,
tomatoes and all that. I'm really envious. I'm just listening to you talk about those things makes me remember my childhood in Pangasinan, in Calasiao, Pangasinan.
Anytime, just let me know. I'll pick you up and I'll bring you back here.
Let's do that. Yeah,
definitely. I'm here, and so, you know, I know you've been traveling quite lately. I know you do this all year round, so let us know what are the latest movies that we have to look forward to.
First of all, people are excited about Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tim Burton's adaptation of this animated classic of the same title. So it's time. Dumbo is an animated, it's a live action remake. So I'm sure people are eager followers of Tim Burton, so that's something to look forward to. And also, we went to Vancouver to watch or go to the studio of Missing Link.
Mm-hmm.
That's they specialize in stop motion, and Missing Link stars as Galifianakis and Hugh Jackman. It's really an interesting experience to watch them make stop motion and movies, because this takes years and years. You know, just a scene alone requires weeks to do. So that's among the things that I've been doing lately.
Yeah. What are your unforgettable moments with those celebrities? Let's start with Dumbo.
Dumbo. Okay. Well, Tim Burton has always been our favorite filmmakers because he has a special take on movies. You know, he looks at film from a different eye. He has this quirky vision. So it's always interesting to talk to him. And also I had interviews with Evergreen and all these people. They're always good to talk to. But also recently we also went to New York to interview the stars of Trip Frontier with Ben Affleck, Oscar Isaac, and also this other actress, Charlie Hunnam, Garrett Hedlund.
Mm.
And these are the recent movies that people can look forward to.
Oh, that's amazing. And so now, let's go back to the memory lane. I know you guys just staged a very successful Golden Globe Tell me about your experience on the last Golden Globe.
I'm always proud of that. And once again, it was a very successful affair. And I never get tired of it. There's always something new, something exciting, and it happens once a year. And we always work hard behind the scenes to make it successful. Mm-hmm. So this year is no different. And of course, you guys probably watched and saw Daring Prince.
Yeah, the first yes.
American to win.
Wow, yeah, the first film
and
to win.
And award in the Golden Globe. So
correct.
Yeah, so that's the biggest award won by any Filipino American in the Golden Globe. So I think a lot of Filipinos were very happy about that.
Yeah, I hope that we could get him on the show soon, or some other nominated films in the show. We would like to really get to know them.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be super. And then also, all year round, what is the most memorable moments for you with your other half, Miss Janet DePaulis? In terms of, like, I should say, experience in any culture... tell me about that.
Well, it's always fun to travel with Miss Janet, Susan Rodriguez Palace. As some of you know her, she's always fun, she's always lively. So we are very fortunate to be able to travel and work together. And in fact, we're looking forward to this next our next New York trip, because she'll be watching finally the final episode, the final season of Game of Thrones. Is the most awaited one.
That's
and
awesome.
we'll be attending the world premiere of the final season of Game of Thrones, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners can't wait to watch the season 8 of Game of Thrones, and we're gonna be in New York this coming week to attend that.
Oh, that's awesome. And also, I would like to take this opportunity, because you were part of the 75 most influential Filipino Americans of 2018.
Ma'am Jay, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm always honored to be included in your list. And it's always a pleasure, and especially for a Pangasinan, a fellow Pangasinan like you, it's always a pleasure. And for me, I wonder how a boy from Kalesia, Pangasinan like me, is now included in your list. It's humbling, really. And to this day, I still can't remember that, you know, so for somebody who grew up in Kalesia, Pangasinan, for me to be included in your list, it's really an honor. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's, you know, you guys are really making a difference and paving the way with the young generations. And actually, this year, and the reason why I did that, because it's a movement that I created about 5 years ago. And it's my sixth year in doing the list on October.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. It's always good to see those lists, because, you know, it's your way of recognizing and making more people aware of the, you know, Filipinos.
Yes.
Making the presence felt in the world stage. I think it's a good to have that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And, you know, I know... that's what we need in our community, and so it resonates to other cultures as well, which that's why I created that movement, and I'm really, really proud of that. And it just run by its course, and I'm so excited for this year again. And and then what else? I mean, aside from, where do you unwind? I know all year round you do all your interviews globally. Where are you planning to go aside from the Big Apple?
Okay, we're planning to go to surprise places. So maybe to a place near you. Maybe I'm not at liberty to tell you yet, but
yes,
it's always fun. And we'll probably attend the Cinema Life Film Festival in August.
Yeah,
it's always a good opportunity to come home, because it's always nice to watch Filipino films in Manila. So that's always fun to... we'll always look forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm still here, you know, you just message me and I'll bring you back here in Pangasinan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we're also planning to attend the Cancel Festival. So we'll see. We'll see if that works out.
Yeah, definitely. And then...
We are hoping, by the way, that hope there are Philippine entries in this year's Cancel Festival.
Yes, and we hope finally, being a podcaster for 5 years, we hope that Blog Talk Hollywood will finally cover Golden Globe very soon. We're hoping.
Yes, let's hope on that. Of course, why not? Because you seem to be becoming more and more popular, Sola. Let's have our fingers crossed.
Absolutely, sure. I know. I've been around for 5 years, and this is just icing on the cake. And I really, really appreciate you guys. And what else?
Thank you.
What else? I mean, you're doing this interview all year round. You travel with your other half. What's next for you? Is there any book? I know you released your first book. And that is very, very nice book. And once again, thank you so much for giving me a copy of that. And are we expecting another book, Ruben?
Yes, definitely. Thank you for asking. You're always a step ahead, MJ. Anyway, somebody, a friend of mine, is, and I will not disclose her name yet, but she's been suggesting that I should come up with a follow-up book. So the problem actually is the time. We're always busy, so I'm finding the time to write a book, because that takes a lot of time.
Definitely.
And I want to come up with a real good book. So maybe in the next 2 years, I'm probably going to really work on my second book. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah, and I'm also seeing you a documentary about your life as well. Yes, I can see that. And it will be all over International Film Festival. And just to...
Thank you.
Yes, because you are such an inspiration to all of us, and so especially our young generation, millennials, and let me ask you this. What is your, this is fun part, what is your favorite Ilocano dish?
My favorite what? I'm sorry.
Your favorite Pangasinense dish or Ilocano dish?
Of course, sinakbet, of course. And I keep dreaming about?
What?
I don't know if you know labong.
Yes.
Labong is bamboo shoot.
Yes, bamboo shoot with saluyot.
Bamboo shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Saluyot, and also with roasted grilled bangus.
Oh my gosh. When I cook that, I'm going to send you the picture.
To this very day, I'm dreaming of that. Especially on a rainy day, I think of those kind of dishes.
Gosh.
And also, ginataang vegetables.
Oh,
with grilled bangus. I dream of those things. They really take me back to my childhood days in Gabon. By the way, I grew up in Gabon. I didn't even grow up in the town proper. I grew up in the barrio of Gabon. That's
Gabon, that's it. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you could do that when you come here in the Philippines. And while I'm still here, let's have a feast of Ilocano dish, pinakbet.
Yes, in your farm, MJ. I can't wait to be in your
because,
farm and taste all of that.
Yeah, because to tell you honestly, some of my followers, they knew I cook a little bit, so.
All right. I can't wait then. those dishes just make my mouth water just thinking about
it. Yeah, just to talk.
That's the Pangasinan in me.
Yeah, just to talk about that right now, I'm like starving now, and I'm salivating. I'm salivating right now by just talking about
me
it.
Me too. Me too.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. But anyway, and I know you are also busy on social media. Invite everyone to check you out on social media to follow you.
Yes, please. I'm on Facebook on Ruben Nepalis, and also on Twitter. Please follow me at Nepalis Ruben on Twitter, and also in Instagram. I'm Ruben V as in Victory Nepalis, NEPALES. Thank you for asking this. I really appreciate it because I really want to also grow my
definitely
following in social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really, really appreciate your precious time. I know you're always busy. It's nice to really connect with you. We had such a Pangasinense connection.
Yes.
I just did not reveal that just yet, but now you found out my roots. And so amazing. I'm having a great time in the Philippines. So.
Yeah, and I'm really proud to know that you're my fellow Pangasinense. It's really nice. We haven't talked about this before.
Exactly.
So when I see you, hopefully Pangasinan will...
Yes.
We'll talk and I'll teach you more Pangasinan words. You'll teach you more Ilocano words.
Yeah, probably perhaps I will have a blog, you know, 10 things to know about Pangasinense, kind of like that. You know.
Yeah, yes. Let's do that.
Yeah, don't go away, stay on the other line.
Thank you, MJ. Thank you very much. Salamat, yung balbalad.
Oh, you're welcome. Guys, you just heard Ruven Vinipales. He is a former chairman of Hollywood Foreign Press and he's still part of the voting of Hollywood Foreign Press at this time. And so, yes, this is a special episode. This is MJ Ricardio and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
MJ Ricardio. Hi, this is Ruben Paulus and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi guys, this is MJ Ricardio and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. This is a very, very special episode. He's a good friend of mine and, you know, he's in the show Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio in our season, I believe season 9. But now we are celebrating our season 10. We are live right now in Manila. Yes, I'm in Manila still, you guys. And guess what? You know what? This month I am turning 5 years and this is out of the blue. And so he's a known director, he's an actor, model, you name it. And so he has an upcoming project. His name is Louis Villaruz. How are you, Louis?
I'm good, MJ. Thank you for having me here, MJ, and thank you, Blog Talk. Hi everyone. Blog Talk Hollywood.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. It's a new segment. It's from the show Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio. But yeah, it's nice to see you here.
Yeah, good to see you too as well. And thank you so much for having me. And it's an honor to be interviewed by you guys and to have the opportunity to share what I'm doing currently here in the Philippines.
Yeah, we're by the way at iTunes and Spotify.
Nice. Congratulations. Yes. MJ is a good friend of mine. Yes.
Yes. And so I know we had a little chat before this interview and you're doing this new show of yours and it's really exciting. I know I'm also a traveler, so it's similar to what you're doing. Can you talk about this in a nutshell a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Okay, MJ. It's like this. This is the story. I started as a host here in the Philippines for a morning show and I did it for like 7 to 8 years. And then it was a great ride. Thank you. And then I had to transition into directing. And then I forgot about hosting for a bit because I promised myself if I'd ever host again, it would be something that I really believe in and I'd love. So suddenly, I think sometime last year, an idea and a concept sparked, which is something different, you know. So there's this travel show that I shot and filmed all over Europe and then in Manila that talks about... Okay, I'm kind of slowing down because I don't want to reveal everything yet.
Yeah. I mean, what inspired you to do this?
So what inspired me to do this is I've been watching a lot of travel shows lately and I wanna do something different and for the audience to watch something new and experience and get tips from it that's really legitimate. I'm just playing it safe, MJ. Well, anyway, this is an off-the-beaten path kind of travel where not everybody goes. So this is hole-in-the-wall places that I myself only know, only few people know, few travelers know, and I research hard about the places, the restaurants, and the destinations I go to, and then I'd go far to travel to bring you closer, to bring my audience closer. So this is going to be exciting, I think, because it's raw, it's real, it's not pretentious, it's honest, and full of information for travelers and non-travelers to enjoy. Especially my target market, MJ, is non-travelers, because most of the non-travelers, they don't want to travel because they think it's expensive. They think it's expensive. But in my show, I will tell them it's not expensive, and I'll teach them how and where to go.
That's amazing.
What to eat.
That's amazing. And I heard that you are the next Anthony Bourdain.
How about that?
Oh,
there will be no next Anthony Bourdain, but he's one of my inspirations.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because he's brutally honest like me, and raw.
And you have to claim.
This is me. My soul is open to all. So I don't care. If you like me, then you like me. And if you don't, you don't. But I want to deliver a message to my target.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. If everybody likes you, then you have a big problem. Remember,
this is really exciting because I know I heard that you're having a blog con here in Manila, and we cannot wait to do it. What is your timeline on this?
Yeah, ideally my timeline was supposedly this month, but blessings and projects came in since the material of my show, of this travel show, could wait because it's already in my hard drive and PC, and we're editing it, so we kind of moved it
May or June.
Yeah, so May or June we might start airing on Facebook, and it's going to be I think around 3 to 6 minute show, and yeah, it's informative and yet on a very simple and conversational manner.
Yeah, we would like to share it as well in our followers of Blog Talk. And so, you know, I know you've been doing a lot of filming, editing, and also at the same time, you're an actor. I mean, do you? I know you go to vacation to unwind and spend time with your family. Is it your typical as a director?
During my downtime, to be honest, MJ, what I do is still arts, because to me what I'm doing right now, it feels like my holiday and vacation because I love it so much. So, well, to give a simple metaphor about holiday, vacation, and what I do is, with what I'm doing, it feels like I'm a little kid watching cartoons on a Saturday, but just convert it into a daily basis. That's how I feel every single day, because I'm doing what I love. So this lifetime, I think, is not enough for me because of what I'm doing. That's how much I'm having fun, and I this is how much I love what I'm doing. So when it comes to holidays, you know, and seeing my family, they're very supportive. My family's abroad, so when I visit them, I still film on the side.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I still film on the side. I take photos. I write and then watch videos to improve myself, my craft. So to me, that's my definition of a holiday. Of course, I don't neglect myself. So I try to exercise. I walk like 8 to 10 kilometers a day for my heart. Yeah, yeah. So that's about it. Yeah,
that's amazing. And I know I believe that you were inspired because you grew up in the suburbs of Manila. This is why you're doing what you're doing now. You wanted to tell a story.
Yeah, actually I grew up in the heart of Manila, in Malate, where all the
it's a melting pot of the art scene back in the days during the 70s. That's where it all started, and then there are like tons, hundreds of great stories, great restaurants that should be featured and should be seen online. So my show is about that. I'm also thankful kasi one of our good friends, Christine Sarandine, I visited one to Sawa. I don't know where it is, and it was amazing. It's almost like hole in the wall, but they serve like great oyster.
Yeah,
something like that. So are we gonna be seeing your show similar to kind of like that, like hole in the wall in Manila?
Yes, but I will, for my first season, I will feature Europe, and then places in Manila, but places in Manila, hole in the wall, places in Manila who's been around for like more than 50, 80 to 100 years.
Wow, that's exciting.
So it's because it's easy to feature new places, but again, I'm after the authenticity and the heritage and the longevity of the place that I'm visiting.
That's amazing.
But again, that's both are great. Don't get me wrong, please. I love new restaurants and new places, but I'm more of featuring the old heritage of the place itself. So
that's amazing.
So yeah, I'll be visiting like this Palabok place. It's a local delicacy in the Philippines.
Yeah, I love Palabok.
Yeah, it's a noodle shop who's been around for more than 80 years.
Wow.
80 years, and then the person has been there working since day one. So I'll interview that person and tell her story and talk about her food and recipe. Plus, the place is really good. During World War II, the Japanese ate there, the Americans ate there, actors and actors ate there, but it's in the heart of Manila.
Wow, we cannot wait to see that, guys. And I know it's so exciting to see this kind of refreshing show coming from director Louis Villarus. So, well, aside from that, what else are you doing? Editing, filming, and traveling around the globe. So, I know you're into surfing. Talk about that a little bit. I know it's very dear to you.
Surfing, you just made me smile, MJ. Actually, I had to test myself on how much I love surfing. So I tried not surfing I tried to hold it for as long as I can. It has been 6 months that I haven't been in the ocean, not surfing, and I think I'm going nuts. Maybe that's why I've been sleeping late because of that. I think it's in my DNA. So I had to choose between surfing or staying in Manila to do a staycation. I chose staycation, but surfing, I think it haunts me, so I think I need to be in the ocean soon.
Are you going to be featuring some part of
yes, of course, because
local
I'm from
areas?
Yeah, I'm from Siargao.
Awesome.
I have a property there, and then that's my retirement place, so I will feature a place in Siargao that only few people have been.
That's exciting.
And not all the tourists go
already
there.
I'm super excited with all your episodes, and I'm sure during BlogCon you'll be able to showcase a few teaser from the episodes and everything like that. So, where can they find you? I know you're a social media kind of person. Invite everyone to follow you before you release the trailer and stuff.
Hi guys, please follow me. I'm on Instagram. My name there is Louis Villarus, LUIVILLARUZ, and I'm on Facebook as well. Same name, Louis Villarus. And MJ, thank you so much. And this is going to be exciting. And yes, great.
Worldwide.
And guys, thank you for taking time to listen to my interview. Bless you all.
Well, there you guys. You heard director and actor as well, Louis Villarus. There you have it. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
This is Louis Villarus, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
This segment is brought to you by O Skin Care. Visit their website, oskinmedspa.com. oskinmedspa.com. This segment is brought to you by Clever Kids School Inc. Your child's bright future begins here. Visit their Facebook page, Clever Kids School Inc.